Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul, here with our guests Danielle Lewis and Britta Hansen to talk about VPA's upcoming, opening tonight production of Pride and Prejudice. This is very interesting to me that there is a play based on one of my favorite books of all time. Did you guys produce it yourself or did you find it somewhere? Is it a play written by somebody else?
It is written by another woman. It's based off of the Jane Austen novel, mm-hmm. but it is not actually play.
An mm-hmm. adaptation is,
yes,
contemporary.
Exactly.
It's like something written by an American or English woman?
I believe she's English, and it is an adaptation, so it is not, we don't have the entire book, but it is based on the Jane Austen. Mm-hmm. We have the same language and Pride and Prejudice.
So, and you are playing the heroine.
Yes, I'm Britta Hansen, and I am playing Elizabeth Bennet. And Jane is my older sister.
And I must say that you both look the parts very nicely. and it should be fun to watch you. This is someone who is a great, very, very fond of the book and have read it several times.
We're both really excited about mm-hmm. it.
I bet you are. So, quote for me, one or the other of you, if you can, some small thing that you have to say on stage so we can get a sense of the language.
let me see here.
And you do it in British accents?
Yes.
Okay, and it takes place in 19th century.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So you got the costumes and the set and everything.
Yes, we do.
Is kind of authentically matches the period. Mm-hmm. I guess you can do it. They've done adaptations of Jane Austen in contemporary times too, mm-hmm. right? Heathers, wasn't that like Emma or something?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Or, mm-hmm. Yeah. But okay, so like a little excerpt from the play itself. How about that where you have that cat fight over like who gets to use the blow dryer?
Not quite like that. I can do one from a scene between Darcy and I, and it's when he proposes and I turn him down. So it goes, do you think I could marry any man who liked me against his will and against his reason? Do you think any consideration would tempt me to accept the man who has been the means of bringing the happiness of my sister?
That would be me, the sister,
yes,
whose happiness has just been ruined.
My most beloved sister, Jane. And so that would be Danielle.
Yeah, yeah, very good. Thank you. This book is about...
I was going to ask you, what is this about? I don't know.
It's a love
two
story.
It is a fantastic love story.
The guy's in military, right?
No, that would be Mr. Wickham.
Okay.
The main character, Mr. Darcy, is a...
he's a gentleman.
Yes, a gentleman, well-off gentleman, and he's very...
He's a slave owner.
No. he is... You know, he's also very proud, as is Elizabeth Bennet, and so they butt heads throughout the entire play, and then in the end they end up falling in love. And it's Jane Austen was fantastic with the way she wrote the book. It has some great dialogue, some wonderful, you know, scenes of just the chemistry between the two characters, and so it's really excited, and we're really excited to perform it, and it's starting tonight, so at Valley Performing Arts in the Valley.
And you're the older sister, and I believe you get married in the course of this book anyway.
In the course of the book. In the play, it's a little bit more abbreviated, because obviously we can't fit a whole novel into one theater yep. production. Mm-hmm. But I do get engaged, and it works out really well. Just the way that they abbreviated it just was perfect.
You are daughters of a... ministers, I remember.
No, we are a family that has five sisters and no brothers. So we're in a time mm-hmm. that you have to have, somebody has to be married. Otherwise, your house is going to, you know, you're going
to
be put out if your father
go to the next male relation.
Which would be our cousin, Mr. Collins. And so our mother is just over the top, emotional, very excited. She just wants us all to be married. And our father is quite the opposite. He's very reserved. He makes light of every situation, kind of makes fun of his wife, Elizabeth, his, you know, second oldest daughter. They get along very well, the father and Elizabeth. You know, they're constantly kind of together making fun of their mother. And Jane's just so polite and kind. And she's the beautiful Jane who just sits there and, you know,
everybody loves Jane.
At her mother.
Do you think Jane Austen based the Jane character on herself? I mean, what do you know about Jane Austen? I don't know anything about any of this stuff.
Well, I don't think it was based on her, but I thought it was kind of interesting that in the book it's mentioned that Jane is beautiful several times.
And that is her first name.
So.
Well, and most of her characters in other novels, actually, the Jane is the very beautiful Jane. So I just think that's, that's a fun little...
Maybe a little tip of a hat to herself.
Yes.
Yeah. And did you do research? Like, did you have to read about the life and times of Jane Austen and, you know, read books about, like, the, was this Victorian, the 1840s?
It's Victorian, yeah.
Yeah, so about what the morals were like then and how people would walk in their costumes and they wore corsets and are you all gusseted up in whalebone and your postures are different? Doesn't that add a lot to the acting style?
We were given a dialect coach to help us get the proper English accent, and our director, Kelly Larson, was very meticulous about going through and being sharing with us all the research that she did. She had a lot of pictures on the hairstyles, the way that we were supposed to walk, hold ourselves, talk. Very, very appropriate for the times.
Yes, and the greetings as well. So,
for those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guests, Danielle Lewis and Britta Hansen, talking about Pride and Prejudice, which opens tonight at Valley Performing Arts. Are you excited?
Very excited.
A little stage fright?
Not too much. We've been working on this for about 3 months and really getting down to the wire. And I just want to get on stage, and I'm really excited for tonight's performance and having an audience.
We've worked so hard. We're just so excited to share it with people. We think it's really going to be something that people, especially people who have read the book and know, are just going to be so thrilled
and appreciate.
Yeah.
Because I imagine there'd be a big fan club. I've never read anything. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've looked at a couple pages now and then over the years, mm-hmm. and it's so, like, unbelievably beautifully written, mm-hmm. and so mm-hmm. psychologically perceptive. And it's, you know, such a emblematic novel, like, if you get it, just it's because it's happening on every, as it should, on every level all at once, and it's funny, and you have these wonderful characters, and there's all these kind of plots and twists and turns, but it's not over, you know.
And Jane Austen always had a kernel of amusement in her characters, at life in general, that comes through loud and clear, which is why her writing still lives. She's a little earlier than 1840.
The absurdity of you know, these domestic situations, and mm-hmm. you know, it goes, and it's a real social cross section too. I mean, all contained within the family here? Are there outsiders of other classes in there that you come into contact with?
Well, the hero is definitely of the other class.
Yes, we do have some different classes, especially our cousin who is a clergyman. We have Mr. Wickham, who is a military man, gentleman. Mr. Darcy, who, and his sister, and his friend Mr. Bingley, and his sister Mrs. Bingley. They are from very high society. Bennets are, you know, they're middle class.
They're still gentlemen's daughters.
Yes,
but there's definitely a difference between Mr. Darcy and the Bennets.
Bennet family,
yes. Yeah.
And, you know, we dress a little more plainer, and we might not have the most appropriate manners in some situations, and that comes out a lot more in Mrs. Bennet's character, as does the two younger daughters, Lydia and Kitty. They are a little more flirtatious.
Yeah. Who plays?
So you said something about the greetings. Do you do these curtsies? Mm-hmm. Is it this elaborate kind of space around you, and then you have to take the time? And how did you learn that? I mean, there's no films of anything from back then, or is there?
Oh, surely. There's
yes.
Very much so in the dress style. You're thinking of American hoop skirts, but in England, the dresses were very modest.
Empire waist
and light skirts, light material that kind of floats around them, but it's certainly nothing like a hoop skirt.
Yeah. Okay, so it didn't have fathering gales and all that.
No.
So it was none of that structure. Who made the costumes up there for you? Did you make your own dresses?
We had a costumer who did a very good job. She made us all Empire waist dresses made out of beautiful material, very period. It was beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's such a big job building costumes for a whole cast. How many people in the cast? 13?
There's about, I think, with,
well, we know we've got 5 girls.
I think there's about 15 of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then, of course, we have credit to our stage manager, our director, our assistant director.
Yeah, there's so many people who put in so many hours. The cast is just the face of what you see. So.
What a project, huh? It's amazing. And you do this only like for 3-4 weekends, and then it's done forever and ever.
Yeah.
Are you sad when a play is over? I mean, all this work?
It's very sad. You bond with the people that you're with them every day, practicing, trying to put something together that will be really, really good.
And be nothing but a memory.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited to start, but I'm also, it is sad that it's going to have to end pretty soon, so we have 4 weeks and make it our best. And
it's like life, not to be morbid, but everything ends.
I suppose, yes.
Yeah, 4 weeks. And then, so this, you give it your best shot. So this is it, in the moment and everything, right? That's what acting's about, being there, and the audience is with you. How exciting.
Yeah, we're really excited.
Yeah.
Excited to have an audience and hear
laughs. I want to see this play. Yeah.
And then that explains why actors want to act over and over and over again. All that excitement, and then it's over, and then you just want to begin again.
Mm-hmm. And then you want to put like something in the next play that you forgot to do in the previous play. So you do it in an English accent, and you wear the Empire-style dress, even though it's like West Side Story or something. You can't help it, You get it in. So you've done plays before, both of you?
I have. It's been a while, but I have.
I think you look familiar, Danielle. Mm-hmm. I think I've seen you up there in a show.
VPA show.
You've done stuff down here, then.
I did a production called Tilly a while ago. So
I don't think I saw that.
Tilly,
one.
Like the hat?
No, it's actually a book.
Oh.
It's an adaptation from a book.
Oh.
We're running out of time.
Oh, okay, sorry.
So we have to say goodbye, and thank you very much for coming and talking to us about Pride and Prejudice, which opens tonight at Valley Performing Arts, and if I can find a way up there, I'll do it. Danielle Lewis and Britta Hansen, thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And now, here's a Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar, go to datebook49.com, where you can list your event on KSKA's website. Tomorrow, auditions for Out North's productions of Reefer Madness, which will run from November 4th to November 27th. Auditions are for actors and singers from 1 to 3 and dancers from 3:30 to 5:30. All actors must remain for the dancing audition. For information, call Out North at 279-8099 or email hepcat@outnorth.org.
And this is the last chance. Alaska Theater of Youth is offering classes in acting for stage and film. The classes start tomorrow, and this is it. So if you're interested, sign up. For more information, please call ATY at 338-4901 or visit their website at alaskatheaterofyouth.org.
At Cyrano, a souvenir starring Kate Egan and Jerry Steichen continues this weekend. This is the last weekend. Both Mark and I have seen it, and we loved it. This is an uproarious and musical story inspired by the real Florence Foster Jenkins. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net, and you will laugh your head off.
Valley Performing Arts presents Pride and Prejudice, the play based on the immortal classic by Jane Austen. And this show opens tonight and plays Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sundays at 2. And this plays through October the 3rd. For tickets and information, call 373-0195 or go to valleyperformingarts.com. arts.org. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at kska.org. Thanks for listening. Until next time, I'm Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.